No look. Kyrie into the corner for another three. It's good for Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward lost the defense, make him miss, and that's a six-point swing. The three you don't get, the three the opposition's able to get.
Gordon's been really good. Celtics have their largest lead up by 14, 70-56. And they win it by 14. 113-99 is the final. The Celtics starting to pile up some wins now on the road after their struggles about a month ago. They go to a season-best 14 games over 500. Gordon Hayward joins us here at Madison Square Garden from just outside the locker room. You've been in this league a long time now. This had to be one of the stranger days.
For sure. You mean with the trade and everything,
With all of it. The last 48 hours, I guess, were pretty kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's when you're around for this long, you kind of understand that things like this happen. When I was a rookie, you know, Jerry Sloan and Darren Williams both left the team midway through the season. So I was, you know, it was a complete shock. I would have never thought that would happen, but definitely – I realized then, like, anything's possible.
The thing you realize, and I've always realized after you get in the league for a while, that it's business, and you can't take any of this stuff personally, can you?
No, it's the way it is. I mean, it's you know, things happen really fast, and you're, you know, on one team one day, and on the next, you know, the next. Luckily, I've never had that happen to me, but I've been around, like you said, to see it happen to teammates and stuff, and it's pretty crazy when it happens.
What is going on with you when you have a good night versus nights when you're kind of fighting it? What is the difference to you on the floor? What are you feeling?
You know, sometimes it's hard for me to figure that out. I've been asking myself that question, and I think sometimes it's just, you know, being patient with the process and realizing there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad. I think for the most part, if I try to bring energy and get going on the defensive end, maybe get some rebounds and push it, try to get more involved like that way, then I seem to have more success than other nights where I seem to be just kind of standing around and floating in the game. So I just got to try to get involved more.
It seems like your teammates are your biggest cheerleaders out there, and they're always behind you 100%. That has to help you emotionally.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt it does, and it gives you confidence too. So, you know, I love it when they can give you support. That's a sign of a great team when you're cheering each other on.
It almost seems like Kyrie sometimes wants to iron your shirt. Because, I mean, he's your biggest guy. Every time you take a shot, it seems like Kyrie's up or making that pass.
Right. No, I mean, it's like I said, it's great, man. I think that's what the sign of a good team is, when you're cheering each other on and rooting for each other's success. So I really appreciate it.
All right, Gordon, enjoy this one.
Thanks, guys.
Gordon Hayward joining us at Madison Square Garden, a 14-point night for him in 21 minutes, just looking more comfortable, and the days are going to be. He's going to have good days. He's going to have bad days. The question is, how many more good days than bad days will he have as the season goes on?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.